It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone. It is a Friday weekend, the first weekend of 2013. Wow, finally. You know, a lot of us have been waiting for it. It's the relaxed weekend because, you know, we're not really preparing for Christmas or New Year, so it's going to be a chill weekend. Well, hopefully. Okay, we've got a top 10 for you guys. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 examples of style mo bulok. You know, for whatever. It's basically like parang, I don't know, like fail, whatever kind of that. Basta yung anything that would merit a style mo bulok. Usually this is for a manliligaw or anything at all, you know, that would make you go style mo bulok. Basta, we want examples. All right, so if you've got examples of that, then go ahead, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299, or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Just make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag style mo bulok. All right, so let's check out the first news bit for today. Good morning, and Chico here with the first news bit for today. Well, well, well. The low pressure area hovering over Mindanao, has turned into a tropical depression and may be out of the Philippine area of responsibility by today. Now, Auring, the first tropical depression of 2013, how fitting, has maximum sustained winds of 55 kilometers per hour, but may soon be out of the Philippine area of responsibility. That's according to the PAGASA. And estimated rainfall amount would be around 5 to 15 millimeter per hour. That's according to PAGASA as well. Now, signal number 1 is hoisted only in Palawan, and earlier declared storm signals in other parts of Negros provinces and Sikihor have already been lowered. So it's not really that dangerous, or it's not really that harmful, but it's all good. It's also out already of, the Philippine area of responsibility by today. So it shouldn't really be too much of a problem. It's just that it is officially, though, the first storm for 2013. And usually we have quite a lot. As much as, I remember there was this one year we had 18 storms in one year. And speaking of, like, Philippine news, actually the Philippines ranked second in another top 10 travel destination article. Some parts of the world may still be oblivious of the Philippines as a hot beach holiday destination, but American travel magazine Condé Nast Traveler predicts that the country's heavenly islands and white sand beaches are among the newest destinations to watch for in 2013. According to the magazine's online site, the Philippines ranked second in its top 10 hot destinations that will be big news for travelers in 2013. We were only beaten by Brazil. The Netherlands city of Amsterdam was ranked third. The entire continent of Africa was fourth. Galapagos Islands is fifth. Kashmir is sixth. Mayan Riviera is seventh. New Zealand is eighth. Panama is ninth. And Oman is tenth. Wow. Condé Nast quotes, and I quote Condé Nast, "The Philippines may still not be the most obvious beach destination, but it soon will be." The writer also compared the country's more than 7,000 islands to the islands of Maldives. And I quote the article, "Sorry Maldives, we love you, but we've got a new flame." Wow. And they mentioned Bicol, where travelers can swim with whale sharks, Siargao for deep sea fishing, Palawan for white powder beaches. Wow, this is very good. So it's just that, you know, those two things come with the Philippines: nice beaches and storms. So hopefully it just don't go together. Like one time that I was in Boracay, it was really stormy. That was kind of a bummer. You know, you're in a beautiful, beautiful beach island. You can't do anything because it's, you know, there was a storm. But, well, congratulations. We made it to Condé Nast as the number two, you know, holiday destination to look out for in 2013. So there you go. That's our first news bit for today. We'll give you more later. But for now, you are still on the Morning Rush with your Kikay Barkada. Only here on the season's hottest, Mots Radio RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Mots Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, Gina Boy.
Hello, good morning.
Friday weekend.
Good morning.
Yes. And okay, we've got a top 10. It can mean many things.
All right.
But it's ways to, I mean, examples of style mo bulok.
Style mo bulok.
And style with anything, whether it's pangligaw,
it could be pang barkada. Like, you know how, okay, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
You know how, like, when a barkada, like, let's just say we have dinner or something like that, or we have lunch. And then when the bill comes, because, you know, it's a, you know, you pay for your own bill. You know how you motion for your wallet?
Yeah.
But you don't really get it because you know that someone else is going to pay for it anyway.
Yeah. Like, nagmo-motion ka pero just late enough for people
to draw out their wallets first and offer na para. Hindi, ako na.
Actually, meron nag-send yung biglang nagbabanyo.
Right, when the bill comes in.
Mentioning bill. Okay, so the top 10 examples of style mo bulok. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. So OMGN says, yung uutot sabay uubo. Pa-style. Nagtataka, wala naman siyang ubo, pero ubo siya lang ubo. Pero tingin mo ubo siya.
And you know if it's a fake
it's
cough.
It's stinky. Yeah.
You know if it's a fake cough.
I remember once.
Bad breath lang din talaga siya.
No. Like, I remember we had a, there was a teacher in our school.
Mm.
We were taking an exam.
Okay.
So, obviously, it's really dead quiet. Tapos biglang, he would take his, like, meter stick, not even ruler, ha, meter stick, and then just slam it onto his desk. So, everyone will get a heart attack.
Right.
We will all jump.
Yeah.
And then he would say, parang, kunyari, he's joking. So, we're like, what the heck?
So weird.
And then, maya-maya, biglang, pag! And we will all jump again. It's like, what is wrong with you? We're taking an exam. Tapos, he'll smile, he'll laugh, kunyari, nagjo-joke. So, we're like, what is up with that? Until finally, mga the third time he did it, he goes, bag.
Mali yung timing.
The whole time, sinasabay pala. Kaya niya pa. And we were so like, why is he doing that? Yan pala, nauutot na siya. Nakakainis talaga.
It's like that, ano.
Sinasabay niya.
Alam mo yung, okay, meron daw, so there's this couple, but they went out on a date, so it's a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And then every time the guy would pass through a hump, for some strange reason, bumabaho yung kotse niya. Bakit kaya bumabaho yung kotse ko pag nakakaapa ko ng hump? The girl was like, oh, hindi ko alam. So the next hump, so he went through the hump, di ba?
Yeah.
Right before he hits it, he suddenly hits the brake. Sinunod yung date niya. Sinasabay rin pala.
Kasi nasa pasimple din eh. Hindi kaya ka style mo bulok eh. Kasi parang, can't you just fart?
Pasimple ka pa eh.
Meron ka pang something.
Napupunta ka ng banyo. Actually, you're not supposed to just fart.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go to the bathroom first.
Or outside.
Yeah, or outside. Or somewhere where there's no one there.
Kunyari, you're in a...
In a restaurant.
Just go outside or something.
Yeah.
Si Kuwengtor says, yung ilalaglag mo yung ballpen, tapos pag pinulot mo, iba-brush mo, quote-unquote, accidentally sa legs niya yung kamay mo.
Right.
There's a video now that's coming out, like she on Facebook.
Mm.
Parang finilm niya yung manyak sa tabi niya. Yung kamay nung guy, nasa tuhod niya. Nasa tuhod nung guy.
Okay.
Pero nakadikit yung tuhod niya sa tuhod nung girl. So yung hand nung guy is in between his knee and the girl's knee.
Right.
Who's wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
So bare legs. Tapos, kunyari nagte-text siya, but she was actually filming it.
Oh.
Tapos makikita mo talaga yung hand, yung finger nung guy gumagalan. Slowly gumagano.
Ay, nako.
Manyak. As in, manyak talaga.
Amazing what lengths people will go to, no? Just to do...
Just to chancing.
Oh, I mean, that's a little... It's a pinky.
Yeah.
To a leg.
And that's,
really, with that really, you know...
Well, OMGN and Butter Baby says, yung group message ko no, pero actually sa isang tao mo lang naman talaga sinin.
No, but like on iMessage, you'll see it. If it's a group message or not. Yeah.
Right, right. Hindi kasi kunyari parang, guys. So obviously kunyari maraming tao. Pero actually, you're just sending it
to one
person.
You're just sending it to one person. I've actually done this before.
Me too.
Yeah.
Style natin, Bulok. Camila says, for celebs, yung magpaparinig ka sa mga kumpanya para makakuha ka ng freebies. Ugh.
There's a tasteful way of doing
actually,
it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying ugh because I don't agree with it. You can actually do it and it's sometimes gusto mo pa silang i-high five kasi ang galing.
Uh-oh.
And then there are those na, ewan ko, you cringe.
There's a tasteful way of doing it. Kasi, okay, here's... just, you know, I guess a little insight for everybody out there that with a celebrity, you have to sell yourself.
Yeah.
You're a brand.
There's really a way to sell
yourself. It's just you don't go like, oh, hey, I need this, so, blah, blah, blah.
Calling,
blah, blah, blah. Feel free to send them over.
Ang ano lang eh. I guess there's a crass way of doing it.
Yes.
And then there's a nice way of doing it.
I think the best way to go about doing so is to at least add humor to it.
Yeah.
Kasi parang at least...
Well, again, like we were saying, this is style mo, Bulok. No. If you put style in it, nice style,
then it's fine. No.
Then it's okay. Yeah. It's actually cute pa nga eh, di ba? Parang, lalo na if you see a celeb na nanliligaw sa brand, it's actually okay eh. OMGN says, yung manghiinsulto ka, tapos natagdagan mo lang ng joke... para kunyari hindi masyadong masakit. Pero nakasakit ka na.
Or may peace sa dulo.
Taba
mo, peace.
Custer Winston says, yung hindi ka nagre-reply sa text, tapos mababasa sa Twitter na nag-tweet ka, tapos nakalagay, using mobile. Or what did they put?
Via mobile.
So, hello.
So, huling-huli na. No?
You've seen the text.
Yeah.
Angel Rain says, kunyari nawawala cellphone, para hihiram ka ng cellphone sa crush mo, imi-miscall mo yung phone mo, then boom, save his number.
But that's actually not so bad.
That's actually
a really good way of doing it.
Unless makita niya na tinawagan mo yung phone mo.
No, kasi, kunwari nga,
you're missing
your phone. Diba? Ang galing.
Paparing mo kunyari.
Oh.
Tapos nasa bag mo lang pala. Oh, it's in my bag pala, thanks.
Tapos eventually, save like, not right after. You have to wait like 3 or 4 days and be like, oh hey, I don't know. Thanks for lending me your phone or whatever. Not that actually. That's kind of bad. Sabihin mo na lang.
Hey, I'm not wearing panty today.
Looking through. Wow. Well, if you're a floozy,
very subtle.
Then I guess that's fine. No, yeah. But like you know what you could do? Like parang be like, hey, I'm looking through my call log, and I saw this unknown number. Who's this, please?
Pwede.
Kasi it'll be on her call log too.
Uh huh.
Diba?
Yeah.
Parang Jack bagay, just called.
Jack
just called. Jack miscalled. Diba? It'll be there. Eh.
Doc Carlos says, you may na-receive ka na text na, well, no connect. Tapos finally, may mag-ano na, ay, sorry, missent text. Tas, pero ang kasunod nun, oh, kumusta na?
That's not gonna work.
And Zico Anchor says, sa Facebook, yung mga nagpo-post ng sobrang nakakaawang status message.
Mm.
Let's say something bad happened to you. Tapos biglang ang final sentence niya, one like equals one prayer.
Yuck.
Yeah, di ba?
Yuck.
Gusto mo lang i-like yung
status mo. Gusto mo lang malike yung status mo.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 examples of style mo, Bulok, comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
yung kunyari nagkamot ka lang ng ilong, pero actually nagdial ka na ng kulangot. Speed dial lang ang peg. Yeah. Ganun siya kabilis.
And you know what's bad about this? That is that sometimes people actually just, you know, nagkakabot ka lang talaga ng ilong.
And people think you're picking your nose.
Exactly. Like, kunwari ako, I do this a lot.
Oh.
But, diba, parang because people think that it's weird.
And you know what's weird? Sometimes you're actually nagkakamot lang ng ilong. Not so much inside.
Yeah.
Not so much outside. But more like the rim.
The rim, yeah.
So it's like here. So it's... mukhang nagpapasimple ka when actually hindi ka naman talaga nagpipick ng nose.
Or the side of your nose.
Or the side of your nose.
But your friend is on like the other side so it looks like you're putting
you're
your finger
your
up
nose,
your nose.
Yeah. Diba? So there you go. Style mo block in anything whether it's picking your nose or panlita or anything at all.
Yeah.
Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include our two hashtags, #TheMorningRush and #StyleMobulo.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino
on the Morning Rush
Part 2. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got the top 10 for you today. Thank you to OMGN for sending this in. The top 10 examples of style mo bulok.
All right.
Hey, that's what we're looking for. All right, let's start off with mashed plutonium. Ito grabe naman to. Inaaraw-araw mo ang pagpunta sa bookstore hanggang matapos mong basahin yung isang libro. So each day, you read a page or two.
But you'd be surprised. Some people actually do that.
Sobra naman.
Yeah.
What if it's a long book?
No, I've seen this before. There was this one guy.
Or maybe 5 pages man.
Who would constantly just be there. Reading a graphic novel.
Oh, a graphic novel. Mm. That's why some seal it. Eh.
Yeah.
And there's just one like browsing copy.
Or they seal it and then if you need to see the inside, they'll open it for you. And
reseal it after.
It,
yeah. Ako si Jamie says, yung pagpicture na, sila yung lagi nagsasabi ng wacky, wacky. Tapos biglang pag nakita mo yung picture, sila nakasmile lang matino. Parang sila pinakamaganda. Annoying! At saka, sila pa yung magsasabi
sila
ng wacky.
Sila pa yung nag-initiate.
Yeah. And Leifi says, ugh, I've seen these status updates.
Okay.
Leifi says, yung magpipictures, magpapost sila ng picture. Sila ang nagpapost. But then lalagyan ng caption na, sorry ang taba, or sorry ang pangit ko dito. Pero obviously,
why would you post
ganda-ganda nila doon.
Why would you post something that humiliates you?
Yeah.
It is just obviously, against human nature
exactly.
to do such a thing.
Actually, just to get compliments.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a beautiful picture of you. And minsan gusto mo sabihin, hindi ka naman pangit dyan eh. Even, eto oh.
Oh, even if you're the most secure person in the
diba?
World, you would never post anything incriminating against you.
I've seen this a couple of times. And you're like, oh please, you just want people
Bitch,
to see.
Please.
Yeah, diba? Camila
yeah.
says,
hello.
Yeah. Camila says, magti-tweet ka ng Bible quotes to project a good image kahit alam naman ng lahat kung gaano ka man lait at kung gaano ka mang backstab.
Mm-mm.
Parang it's just a... you know, it's a ploy.
Yeah.
You want to improve your image. That's
maybe
why
to gain followers.
Maybe. Or it's
or
a popular thing.
To get that market or something
yeah,
like that.
Right.
Yeah. Because no, people really do this. Eh. And then it's just funny like how people will tweet like Bible quotes or whatever. And sige, fine. Sabi nothing like...
nothing wrong with that if it's sincere.
Yeah, if it's sincere. Or if you ask... okay, but the thing is, if your actions just contradict what it is that
yeah.
you're tweeting there in
yeah.
the first place, like... you're supposed to practice what you preach.
Exactly.
So, parang, stop.
Actually, another bitch, please.
Oh, diba?
I mean, you don't want to do that because it's a Bible quote. Pero alam mo yun, parang, ugh.
And you know naman that sama-sama ng ugali talaga
yeah.
nila.
Like sa ano, sometimes I find it so ironic. Yung paggaling kang church, tapos syempre, obviously, it's traffic on the way out.
Oh, tapos mag,
tapos ang kukups ng mga...
ang kukups mag-drive palabas.
Yung parang, yung talagang all-out rude.
Oh.
I'm not talking about
yung
like yung...
nagsisingit, ayaw magbigay.
Yung sobra talaga, yeah, and you're like, seriously?
You from the church, yeah.
Kahit man lang yung, kahit lang 5 minutes after, can't you be in a...
can't you be in a...
like, godly mood?
A, yeah, exactly.
Sometimes,
na parang, you just got reminded.
Sa ano, there's this church, yung sa Padre Pio, along C5.
Yeah.
There's ano there na parang, please, I forgot, basta they were posting rules outside of the church as a parking area. And parang, and being a politician or a person of power does not exempt you from this rule.
Yeah.
It's so sad that they have to post
that they have
it
to
there.
Post that because obviously, people have taken advantage of it before.
Exactly. And imagine, you're in church and you're pushing your weight around, your power around,
which
and
is
you think you're
the complete opposite of what you're supposed to be.
Exactly. Di ba parang ang sad? Di ba parang, oh my gosh. Obviously, it happened so many times
that they had to
the
post
priests
it.
Have to put a sign there that says, look, you're not
and that's the thing,
exempt.
Eh. I think,
di ba? Minsan lang parang, it's so sad. It's so
just,
sad.
It's some people... they just go through the motions.
Or nasanay na, parang, na sila talaga.
Yeah.
Or, they probably don't even know that they're pushing their power around.
No, like they go through the motions of just going to church. Parang they
because
just,
they have
they
to.
Don't really listen.
Yeah.
And parang,
Milka Kutcher says, yung mga tumatawag after midnight na mga I need help. Pero actually, booty call lang yun.
Ay, okay lang yun.
Hindi siya bulok.
Okay lang, hindi bulok yun.
Chenong says, Oh, sorry. Malia. No,
hey, I'm in the area. What are you doing? Are you still up? I'm kind of sad. Eh.
No, for me, kasi at least yun, you know it's a booty call. Ito kasi parang kunyari nag-help ka. I mean, sometimes you're like, oh shoot, kamusta ka na?
You pero know, pwede rin namang mga ano, I'm so sad.
Oh, yung okay ang I'm so sad. Kasi if you pretend you're in trouble, yun medyo parang style mo bulok.
Well, loneliness is a problem. Diba? If you think about it, loneliness is a problem.
I'm in pain. A certain body part needs attention. Oh, diba? Tapos yung problem mo, what's wrong? Sabi mo, I'm really in a lot of pain. Tapos pagpunta ka doon, what's your problem? I think my boobs are too big. What do you think, Gina boy?
Check it,
please. It's a little tender, so be gentle. Oh, masyado ka kinilig. You're thinking of somebody. Ay, nako. Style mo, bulok. Maliut says.
We're all human. We all have urges.
Maliut says, yung kunyari inaalalayan mong tumawid ng street, pero bakit ang kamay nasa puwet? Anong klaseng alalay yun?
But that's ano ah. It's in the, you know, the book, The Game?
Yeah.
Yung parang, you're constantly looking for a way to touch the other person. Parang it's, I forgot what it's called eh.
It's supposed to work?
It's supposed to work somehow. Na parang, it assures them that you're confident enough to do something.
To touch them.
And parang,
oh shoot, dapat tinawakan ko na nun. Okay.
Hindi, basta alam mo yung mga pasimple na ko na, put your hand on the table. Tapos parang kung nag-uusap tayo, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Itatap
mo lang. Parang you just...
Not a maniac touch.
Not like a lingering hug. A lingering hug.
Damn, I should have...
Yung mga pag nag-uusap ka, bigla mo yung stroke yung cheek.
Ah, diba?
Nelo ko lang. But you know what I mean? Like, you're fix their hair.
Sige, next guesting.
Sakto pa naman katabi mo, no?
Diba? Alan Agrao says, yung natutulog ka, tapos pag tinawag ka ni teacher, sabay sign of the cross ka.
Sobrang bulok na
siya. Para kunyari.
And the bad thing about it is you're using pa, no?
God.
You're using God pa.
Diba? Ano man na lang, alam naman ni God na puyat na puyat.
Oh, parang Lord, sige na.
Chenong says, sorry, later na yan. Random Tony says, yung mga naglalasing-lasingan para masabi mo sa ex mo yung mga gusto mo talagang sabihin. Or sa crush.
Yeah, or
kunyari,
sa crush.
Lasing. Pero actually, you're just using the
tapos may dalang breathalyzer yung crush mo.
Diba?
No? Dika dito.
Sige nga. Mash Plutonium says, yung sasabihin mo sa office or sa school, diet ka. Pero actually, wala ka lang pambili.
Oh, but
actually,
that's sad.
Medyo
nakakaawa yun.
And Kay Cubilla says, yung diet sa office, pero pagdating sa bahay, wagas ang pagkain kasi gutom na gutom ka na. But you say you're on a diet. And the top example of style mo bulok comes from Mad Season.
Mad Season says...
This is the opposite of the entries we just read.
Okay.
Yung manghihingi ka ng piso sa bawat classmate mo. Tapos, it ends up, mas masarap pa yung lunch mo kaysa saksakan na lang lahat.
You know what?
I know
this is
people like
so
this.
True.
It's so true.
No, but okay, they voluntarily naman give... I mean, not voluntarily, but they willingly agree to give whoever's asking for the peso. I mean, obviously, it's not something that's stolen.
Yeah.
Pero while this one batchmate of ours, he actually listens to the show every now and then, so it's won't say his name. But I'm sure he knows who he is, and our entire batch knows who he is, because he's well-loved by the batch.
Uh-oh.
But he would always just get a loose change.
Yeah.
So he would be waiting around, and whoever would buy anything from like the canteen, he'd be like, oh, bro, akin na rin yung change mo, akin na rin yung change. By the end of the day, he would have like 300 plus pesos. Yeah. As in, it was just being he'd be clinking around because obviously
it's
everything
crazy.
Would be in his pocket.
And because I've also experienced this, a classmate who would always ask for 1 peso. Okay, fine. Noon malaki ng 1 peso. Nung panahon namin.
Sabagay.
It was big na. And you didn't have to have like 300 pesos.
Yeah.
Pero seriously, if you had like, magkano ba ang meal nun? I don't know. Siguro ko 15 pesos. Even if just 15 classmates gave you 1 peso,
yeah.
Mas mahal na yung kakainin mo than like what kami.
What
baon
most people,
lang kami. Like, so, no, it's just like, wow.
But yung sa kanya, wild. As in 300 plus pesos. Imagine. Kasi parang, okay, during
that's
our time
naman,
visa was okay lang. Parang, okay, it doesn't, I mean, it's not as valuable as it was in your time. Obviously.
Kasi kami nun, dalawang soft drinks na yun eh.
Hello, kami, dalawang soft, isang soft drinks, 20 pesos.
Oh, diba?
So, walang-wala lang yung, but you would ask for like loose change. If you had like a 5 or a 10, they would ask for that.
Grabe.
Grabe. Pero you're right. Hindi ka naman naaasar kasi you're kind of like naaawa. Pero pag nakita parang, wow, ba't mas masarap pa yung
kinakain mo? Hindi naman naaawa. Kasi more of like, wala, parang is okay.
Hindi, kasi sa kanya, akin na lang. With us kasi it's more of like, I really need it.
Ah, okay. Alright.
So it's like, yeah. At saka yung ano, yung pasubo ng isa. Tapos, yeah, susubo din siya dun sa classmate. Tapos susubo din siya dun sa isa.
Quote-unquote
by
vultures.
The time busog na siya. And he could have a meal with just makailang subo ka lang eh. That's already a meal eh.
I don't think this happens in co-ed schools though. I think it's more of exclusive schools.
Yeah. As kasi diba parang there's tension eh.
Pag, yeah, pag, ano, pag boy girl and boy. Diba,
pero parang, pag all boys, parang, di ba, eh. Ano ba naman yung isang subo eh. Lang, diba?
Tsaka grabe yun. As in, he would have a spoon in his mouth. And he'd literally be just flapping around because he was a vulture.
Oh, no. And then going from
but chances are, naman, most of these people who ask for, you know, stuff from other people are well-loved individuals from the batch.
So, okay lang.
So, okay lang. Kasi parang they're good naman to you. Parang they're not bullies or anything. So,
yeah. Okay, yeah. Ang ano na ang tricky. Pero, wow. I mean, I'm so happy with the entries kasi it's different kind of style mo bulok.
Merong pagliligaw. Merong style in life.
Yeah. Diba? So if you want to join us, key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag style mo bulo.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. We've got entertainment news bit, and entertaining it is. Kathy Griffin, the comedian, has no plans to say she's sorry for her bizarre and inappropriate behavior on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, the comedian told co-host Anderson Cooper that she was going to, quote, tickle his sack while she reached for his crotch.
What?
Later, she crouched down to simulate an act on Cooper saying, quote, I was kissing your sardine.
What the heck?
I know, right?
This is on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Now, during that awkward night, Griffin mentioned she had to be on David Letterman's show and needed some material. Well, last night she appeared on The Late Show and was adamant she won't be apologizing. And I quote her, "If you think this is the part where I'm going to apologize, you are sorely mistaken. I tried, ladies and gays. I tried."
It's like she's trying to crack him open.
Yeah, exactly. And Letterman asked what her reaction would be to a man similarly acting towards her. Griffin dodged the question, saying, "If it was Anderson Cooper, myself, and every other gay guy and woman, I'd unzip so fast." Yeah, but obviously, if it's a straight guy,
It'd be something else. Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's the second news bit for today. Next up, we've got news on it's a film company.
Okay.
Vivid Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
And they released their top 10, very fitting, hottest couple celebrity sex tapes wish list. And we'll tell you the top of the list.
Wow. I'm sure Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are there somewhere.
Actually, no.
What?
Believe it or not.
Really?
No, that's not their wish list.
I would love to see Ryan Reynolds. I mean, Blake Blake Lively. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively together.
For their scandal tape?
Yeah.
Video? Well, we'll tell you all about it, okay? I guess it's a new company. I haven't heard this company before.
You know what? Being completely honest with you, I actually don't know what this company is.
Me too. I don't. I
you lie.
Heard, I have.
Whatever. Stop lying. You can't even look me in the eye.
I'm looking at you straight in the eye.
Whatever. You're looking at your computer. You liar. Are they an international company?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Whatever. Just
I guess.
Come out to the truth.
I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. Then I guess they are.
So
you are such a You're such a bad liar. You are so.
We'll tell you
learn
all about
how
it.
To lie.
I don't know what's
learn
ever.
How to lie. Look at me straight in the eye.
Whatever,
don't look to the right. No, whatever you do,
I'm
don't look away.
You.
You're not. You're looking at my cap. You're a horrible liar.
We'll give you details on that later.
Okay.
Just wait for it. For now, you are on the Morning Rush with Chichi and Gigi. Only here on the season's hottest Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. We've got our top 10 sent in by OMGN. Thank you. The top 10 examples of style mo bulok.
Now you got me daydreaming.
About Boracay.
Ay, wait, no. Not Boracay. Let's go somewhere else.
Oh, sige. Mapala. It'll be awkward.
Medyo awkward naman
po. Medyo awkward.
Ano na lang, mga Batangas. Ay, wait, awkward din.
Awkward din. Ay! sige.
Palawan na nga lang.
Palawan. Let's start off with Chenong. Yung dadaan si crush, tapos mabilis mong dudukutin yung phone mo, sabay kunyari nagtitext ka. Tapos habang nagtitext, kunyari kakamot ng ulo, sabay tingin, sabay silip kung nasan si crush. Kasi you don't know how to act. You have to be doing something when your crush is around.
Right.
Kasi you look like agitated. And yeah. you don't want them to see that.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, ba't ka agit?
Bakit ka agit? Dito lang naman na.
And then, the James Harold says, yung naka-sick leave ka, tapos kitang-kita ka naman sa picture ng rushers na nasa RX booth ka.
Huling-huli.
Not your pictures, no. But somebody else posts a picture and you're there during your sick leave.
That's why I remember when Vice Ganda was here. There was
Curtis.
Yeah, there was a sick leave column. And there was a sick leave photo.
We had to take like, okay, we're going to take a picture and post it. Yung mga nakasinungaling leave on the left. Yung mga naka-sick leave to the right.
Hindi naman sa ano kami. Hindi naman kami enabler or anything.
Hindi naman. And also, okay, let's see here. Chenong says, aksidente mong itatag si crush sa shirtless Bora pic mo. Sabay pag nag-comment, sasabihin mo, ay, natag pala kita, sorry. Pero nakilig ka na nag-comment.
Yeah.
About your shirtless pic.
But here we go again with the shirtless pic.
Oh, napapaano na.
Napapaisip na naman ako. Napapadaydream na naman ako.
Oo nga, no.
Diba? Tapos, what if ano? Kasi diba they say that oil like makes your body look better.
Glisten.
Oo. So, you'll have to put oil over my body.
Ay.
Alam ko na, para efficient. Kasi mahirap naman. It takes so much time. If you put oil, I'll put oil. You put oil on my body and then we'll hug.
Para
tapos well just
tapos, tapos Gangnam Style para naka di ba
para na ano nagugus kus
naga Gangnam Style tayo while hugging.
Yeah.
Di ba pwede gawin na ano yan ano yan SPDP shirtless pic
default picture
okay
kasi akala ko ano yung isang DP okay.
DP what. Ay, nako! Ay, di ko ginagamit yung version. We are so guilty of this. Okay. Yon Tifian says, yung pag ayaw mong i-reveal kung sino yung crush mo, manlalaglag ka na lang ng crush ng di ba ganyan tayo? Like, kanyari, if you're asking me about my crush,
kung tinanong mo ako about my crush, I'll tell people about your Radio 1 crush.
Kailan talaga i-specify, diba? Pwede namang crush lang.
Pwede naman, bakit Radio 1 crush? Ano masama dun?
Ever. I'm telling you, pag ako na awkward... Never mind.
I want to see.
Butter baby.
Says, I want to see.
Butter
sana
baby
dumating
says,
yung Radio 1 crush mo.
Whatever.
Paano kung biglang on air tayo tapos dumating yung Radio 1 crush mo?
Oh, di wala. Whatever.
Tapos kaya minasahe ka sa likod.
Sobra naman.
Okay. Wala lang. Parang, alam mo yung parang...
Pound chick mo. Pound chick mo.
Tapos naka-plumber suit. Labo.
Tubero.
Tubero.
Tubero
talaga yung peg.
Tsaka dala-dala yung ano, dala-dala yung pinaskill dun sa post.
Oo, yung ano, look.
I heard looking for tubero. Butter baby
says...
Ano ba
says, female tubero, tubera? Tubero pa rin. Tubero pa rin, no?
Well, kasi technically, well, it's so hard to find a female plumber.
No, I mean, I'm sure there are,
pero alam mo yun, so there's no like official, let's say doctora. You really have a doctora as opposed to doctoro.
Doctor.
A doctoro. As opposed to doctor.
Parang iba yata yun.
Kasi maraming female doctors.
Right.
Pero with plumbers, di ba? Like kunyari, di ba? Like kunyari, bombero. Walang bombera. Although there are female firefighters. Yeah. Pero there's no bombera, di ba? Butter Baby says, yung pag nakalimutan mo yung name ng kakilala mo, iabot mo yung phone mo and you go, and as long as you're there, I lost your phone number. Could you put in your phone and put your name there para ano?
Right.
And then pagbalik sa'yo, makikita mo yung Gino Kilimer. So Gino, kamusta ka na? But actually, pinasimple mo na.
Or you know
what?
If you have a friend, what you can do is, kunwari, okay, like, let's just say I forgot your name and I have a friend with me. I'd be like, oh, don't be so rude naman. Introduce yourself.
And then
so that way,
pero dapat may prior usapan na kayo.
Oh.
Kasi kung ako yung kasama mo, I'll go, no, you introduce
us. Yeah. Siyempre, dapat may prior usapan na yun. Some of my friends actually have like a parang sort of signal.
Kasunduan.
Na parang if I elbow you, kunwari, like, that means I forgot
the name.
His or her name. So parang you have to introduce yourself.
I'm sorry, hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
Tapos bilang sabihin nung nakasalubong niya, ask Gino.
Biglang pulot ng cellphone. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Diba? Mash Plutonium says, yung pa-gym-gym ka pa, pero pumupunta ka lang naman sa gym para mag-grinder.
It's an app.
Yeah. Where it tells you
who is gay,
like,
in the
where's the, like, where's the gay guy in it? It's not a radar. Obviously, the other gay guys would have,
it's like a social
had
network.
An account din naman.
It's a social network for gay guys.
But it tells you where you are.
Right.
So, kunyari.
So, anong login and password mo?
So kunyari, nag-gym ako. Tapos bigla nag-grinder ako. If I had a grinder. And then makikita ko doon na nakalagay, Gino Kilimore, 2 meters away.
2 meters away.
That's how it works, ha? Yeah. You actually know where they are.
Because there's a GPS locator.
And it tells you where exactly. I mean, not the where exactly.
And then there's like a profile picture.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, okay. Out of sheer curiosity, let's create an account.
Oh my gosh, na joint account. Let's do it.
I'll just do it on your phone.
Let's do it. Sige.
Oh, sige.
Oh my God. It's a mag-grinder tayo, pero...
Chichi and Gigi.
Chichi and Gigi grinder. Oh my God.
We have just effectively
Fail.
Gone over the edge.
Fail.
Tapos yung default photo natin para nakahug. Tapos yung smile.
Hindi, dapat yung remember we had a pictorial here.
Yeah.
Yung parang prom picture. Oh,
parang 90s love team na prom picture.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Style Mo Bulok comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says,
ang press release mo, your work is quote-unquote travel consultant. This is so interesting.
Huh.
Travel consultant.
Okay.
But you have an actual title.
What? What?
Something else. A travel consultant obviously entails that you go to other countries.
Right.
But you don't actually go there for travel.
Wow, people actually do that?
Yeah.
Cross country?
No. I mean, like, sasama ka. Kunyari, I'll go
to... You're like
to,
an escort.
Kunyari, yeah.
Oh, you could say escort.
Di ba that's bad?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, ang totoong title mo, high class escort.
Oh, you're an escort. Like, an escort to a VIP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you escort
like,
them.
I'm gonna escort you to the bathroom.
Right,
or I'm gonna
right.
escort you. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that word.
Oh, parang that senator in the U.S. Remember,
yeah.
He was this like this handsome blonde young guy who he travels with,
and then
he claims that he just carries the luggage for him. But then they're always booked in the same room, and they're always like, remember that?
I don't know.
It was a big thing in the U.S. and it was like, and he's like very anti-gay and very anti. Pero meron.
I never heard about it.
And then he supposedly he's like. Carries the luggage and like his personal like masseur.
Wow.
Diba?
I would have seen that coming a mile away.
Right? Oh, pero ganun, parang ganun. So, but apparently some people really use the term travel consultant.
Wow.
So kunyari, you're the travel consultant. I'm the your client. So on paper,
Yeah.
Let's say we'll go to Hong Kong. I'm taking you with me.
Right.
I'm paying for your services. But you're supposed to just tell me, take me around.
Yeah.
And show me the sights of Hong Kong. Because supposedly you know the...
Because I know
you're a travel consultant.
Yeah.
But hello. Mm. You know.
Do you want me to be your travel consultant?
Yeah, you have every... We have every excuse to
travel together.
To go around wherever it is. So, kunyari, if somebody takes a picture, you're like, well, he's my travel consultant.
Oh.
Oh, diba? But you know what? It's bad for the real travel consultants.
Yeah. Because they might automatically assume that there's something there. Or
if
whatever.
There even is such a thing. Because I've never heard of a quote-unquote travel consultant. Nakasama ka. I mean, I would hear of, let's say,
a travel agent.
A travel agent. Yeah. And then they'll just tell you where to go.
Yeah.
They don't go
with
you.
They don't go with you.
So
unless you're like a tour
guide. I've never actually heard of a tour guide. Consultant.
A tour guide, in essence, is the same thing.
Kasi iba yung tour guide. The tour guide is in the area already.
All right, but this one actually
goes with you.
You
don't take them with you wherever you go.
Right.
Diba? Very interesting. We learn something every day. The top 10 examples of style mo bulok. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #StyleMoBulok.
Hey, and just to add to it, look at this. Sataragi says, oh my God, I'm a travel consultant by profession.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
So a real one.
And
so
then
quote-unquote really
reservations.
Do. Hindi, baka kasi when you see travel consultant, yun nga, what we were saying is, but do you go with the clients to where they're traveling? Yeah. I don't think so.
But I guess the title in itself is travel consultant.
Yeah, but not in the way that it's some people use it.
Yeah.
Kasi when you see travel consultant, you're like, you're in your area. Mm. So kunyari, si Saturagi, if I'm not mistaken, he's in the UK. So you talk to him in the UK.
Yeah.
So if you're going to the Caribbean, he'll tell you where to go. But
yeah,
he doesn't go with you to the Caribbean.
That's true. All right, people are asking us to add them on Grindr.
Patay. Patay.
Don't worry, we'll set up
the account first.
Style mo bulok is already trending.
Oh, yay!
Cool.
Hello.
So thank you, everybody.
Nice. Oh, Anna, thanks.
All right, here we go.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 3.
Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. This is Street Smart. Up-to-the-minute traffic info for the road conditions ahead.
All right, here we go. It's Street Smart. Let's just check out the roads of Metro Manila and see exactly what is going on. You know, yesterday, wala lang landong. Oh,
you know what's so bad? We went to Makati for a meeting after the show.
Right.
No traffic, right?
Okay.
On the way home, it was so traffic. And then it turns out, as we were stuck in traffic, here comes this like, wheel, wheel, wheel. And then it was that MMDA emergency van.
Yeah.
And then apparently there was an accident. And when we were passing the accident, Del goes, oh, here's the accident. When she looked at it, she goes, Chico, don't look. There was like a van and a motorcycle.
Oh, you know, there's so many accidents yesterday.
You know why? Because was almost like a holiday. You know how people tend to be more careless?
Careless because
when
there's
the
no
roads
traffic,
are free.
Yeah.
It's actually dangerous.
But yesterday, at around like 11:30, there were two accidents, both on northbound lane and southbound lane.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I saw it on the end.
Okay, here we go. It's southbound. Balintawak up until Nia Road is light, so that's good for everybody. Timog, however, the Montedipid that is moderate to heavy, and then it lines up once again by Aurora Boulevard up to Pitoazon. Moderate traffic on Main Avenue and then Santolan, and then a little bit of a break once you hit White Plains, Connecticut and Ortigas Avenue. And then again, it becomes a little bit heavier once you hit SM Mega Mall up until Pioneer Bonnie. That's moderate to heavy. After that, however, it's all light up until Mall of Asia, so that's not bad. On the northbound lane, the trouble areas are FB Harrison to Tramo, as always.
Oh.
I don't know why.
It's always there.
It's always
it's like
there.
Diba? Like, always at Magallanes northbound. Ah, yeah, Magallanes
yeah, but
northbound.
This more than anything. Because this one, even at night,
it's still traffic.
I don't know why they can't figure it out. Anyway, after that, it's light. The next buildup will be at Guadalupe, which is just moderate. But then again, after that, all the way till Balintawak, it is light. On C5, oh wow. C5 is back to normal.
Oh no. And on the weekend.
Well, at least. No, no, man. Not normal, because usually there's traffic by Ateneo. But this time around, the only buildup you'll find is by the southbound lane over at Libis Flyover. That's moderate. And then again at Julia Vargas up at Ilcalayaan. That's moderate to heavy. Now on the northbound lane, it's light all the way. So there you go. That was Street Smart.
Buckle up. Drive safe. Street Smart. For Monster Radio, RX 83.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for the top 10 Style Mo Bulok. Examples of Style Mo Bulok.
And hey, can we just thank the guys over at Food Channel?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was so sweet of you guys. At least we have breakfast.
I know, right?
Bianski says, yung pag nagbayad ka sa teller, tapos sinulat mo yung number mo sa pera.
Do people do that?
I don't know.
Saka if you put it sa money,
alam mo sa banyo.
Lagyan mo na ng paper na may, di ba? Kasi kung nasa money, then they might not look at the money.
Yeah, plus everyone else will see it.
You're right. Kasi pag na-spend na niya or something. Yeah. Alan Agraw says, yung hindi ka lang pansinin ng idol mo sa Twitter, magiging hater ka na. You go from fan to hater just because hindi kanya pinansin.
Yeah.
Diba? And from Leifi, something very similar. You send yourself quote-unquote anonymous hate mail para kunwari may hater ka. Why would you want
haters?
Why
would you want that?
Cristiano Reynaldo says, style mo bulok. Yung inutusan kayo ni nanay at tatay na mamasyal muna sa labas.
Ay, nako. That's horrible.
I don't wanna know. Actually, it's not so bad the going out. Pag yung bumalik ka na, tapos parang, tas oh, biglang, I know what you
guys
did.
They have this weird smile.
Tapos suddenly, parang ang bite-bite nila sa inyo.
They have this smirk on their faces.
Pwede ko, oh, mamaya kakain tayo sa labas. Kasi good mood na sila.
Tapos biglang, your dad slips you a 500 peso bill.
I don't wanna know.
Huli.
Chenong says, yung tambay ka ng UP campuses pag December. Tapos biglang, kasi ang claim mo, lagi kang may imimit sa UP. Tapos biglang, ang comment mo lagi, ah, oblation run ba ngayon?
Huli. Which we were supposed to go to.
I know, and you know, we really wanted to. And there were some people who tweeted us and said na parang, guys, as in literally, we can promise you, we can reserve spots for you.
Right.
And we would have, it's just that we had hosting for that day. So, but we really would have. And ano eh, we were supposed to do like Oblation Run and Lantern Parade.
And Lantern Parade at the same
and
day.
And we would have. And we would have loved to have like a fishbowl thing going on there.
Isaw.
And then we'll go to...
Ah, but you don't eat isaw pala.
I don't eat isaw eh. And then we'll go to
I would have made you eat isaw.
Chocolate kiss.
Chocolate kiss.
Oh my gosh, that would have been such an awesome day. Oh, diba?
Chocolate kiss with a chocolate and then we'll...
Oh,
and then we'll kiss up there.
Tapos we'll send... We'll give Del 500 pesos to go to
Del, lakwatsa ka muna.
Punta ka muna. Ano, college mo.
Hey, OMGN has a really good one.
What?
Yung hindi naman talaga bulok yung styles mo. Pero ayan, nalalaman na yung mga style mo.
I know, right?
Nabubuking.
Camila says, yung magpaparinig ka on air, na worried ka na walang pupunta sa book launch para maraming pumunta. Hi, we're serious
no,
about that.
We're actually really, really worried.
We're
no,
seriously
this is,
scared. Kasi so many people, you have no idea how many people have already,
Had their book signed. So parang we're thinking, okay.
Why would you go?
Oh, why would you line up? If,
ako, bahala kayo sa buhay niyo.
Ayoko na. No more.
Mad Matt Mark says, yung sa work, tahimik at mukhang intense ka sa pagtitig sa computer.
Ano?
Sa pagtitig sa computer, parang busy ka sa work. Pero actually, puro NSFW pala yung site na nasa screen.
Oh, if you know what for work.
If you know what NSFW means, it means madalas kang nasa mga ganun.
Not entirely. Because I had to ask.
What NSFW
meant?
Oh, really?
And I never really view anything not safe for work here because usually when we
actually, you view NSFW in sites that are safe for work. That's why they have to warn you. Kunyari, it's a regular website and then they post you a link and then they go, warning, NSFW.
Yeah.
So obviously, you would put that in a site that's not NSFW.
Right.
Diba? Actually, yeah. Makes sense. J.R. Conception.
Hey, people are asking when our book signing is.
It's Feb 3.
Okay.
We'll tell you the venue.
So Feb 3.
We'll confirm it. But that's a Sunday, Feb 3. Save it.
So please save your books for Feb 3
please,
instead.
Please.
We're asking, we're pleading with everyone that instead of...
Okay, but if you, or if let's say you've had your book signed, buy pa rin and then come to the...
Actually, that would be better. That would be better. Buy pa rin and then go to the book launch on Feb 3. If by any chance you can't make it to, you know, after the book signing is done, and then you weren't able to have your book signed, then feel free to come on over to the station. Yeah.
But we have about 4 or 5 book signings.
Yeah,
so
but
please.
For now, please save your books na muna.
Please. Okay, JR Concepcion says, yung taga Commonwealth ka, taga Alabang si girl. Tapos sasabihin mo, hatid na kita. On the way naman.
On the way to where? I'm going to Tagaytay eh.
Ito, ano natin, pauso natin to. From Butter Baby.
Okay.
Group hug, pero sa kanya ka lang naman talaga yung mayaka.
No, but...
Pag may guests tayo.
This...
Ang epic pick na.
Group hug! Tapos kita mo parang kami ni Del.
Tapos makita mo ako naka-piggyback.
Tapos kami ni Del parang,
why?
No, but what do you call this? I lost my train of thought.
Group hug.
No, yeah, the group hug. We used to do this in repertory.
Yeah.
Because we had like a summer workshop. And then at the end of every session, there would either be a group hug or a sushi roll.
What's a sushi roll?
A sushi roll is where you hold each other's hands, yeah. Tapos you roll.
Oh, that's cute.
So you form like a big...
Like a big, like a nautilus.
Yeah, like a nautilus, and then you compress.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a sushi roll. So the...
Ah, a lot of spooning.
Yes. Yes, a lot of spooning is involved. No, and then what we would do is, syempre, pe-placing ka dun sa katabi mong... Tatabi ka dun sa crush mo.
So either ka-holding hands mo siya or nandun ka...
Ka-holding hands mo, plus when you roll... You get to hug her.
No, because if it's a big roll, you're not hugging her. You're hugging the person in front.
No. Because you roll to your right.
Oh.
So you hug her. Whoever is on your left hand will hug her from behind.
Ah, okay. I'm thinking like a really big sushi roll. And naka, ano kayo?
No. You parang, you coil.
Wow.
I would demonstrate it, but there's only two of us, so that would be really
pwede,
weird.
Pwede. Pero pwede rin. Tapos yun ang picture natin sa grinder. Na-sushi roll tayo. Tapos yun ang ano.
Just as a clarification, we don't have a Grindr account.
Nee, we will set up
We will set up a joint Grindr account as a social experiment.
Yes. Only as a social experiment.
Tapos may nagsabi, ano yung, what is this?
Can you put a code name like Twitter? Or it has to be
I think you can. I'm not sure. It's not like I know.
Kasi pwedeng ganon, like, ano sa bagay, mas maganda kung Chichi and Gigi.
Ano daw yung problem statement of this amazing social experiment?
What's a problem? There has to be a problem statement. What it's like to be a grinder. Or parang how it works.
How it works.
Oh.
How it enhances the human connection.
Oh, yun.
Ayun. Hey, Andre is tuned in. What's up, Dre?
Hello, Andre.
Sali daw siya sa sushi roll.
Yes.
Mukhang epal.
At saka sa grinder account.
Sali ka. Let's put him in our grinder account.
Diba? Oh my gosh. And let's see. Chenong says, yung pag nag-status si crush mo sa Facebook na, ay, wala akong makausap. Mag-status ka immediately after ng hi, bored.
Ay!
Style mo
para
po.
Mahuli na para. Ay, para
ay pareho tayong bored. Sige.
Ay, whatever.
And the top, style mo bulok. Examples of style mo bulok comes from Leifi.
Leifi says,
yung sasabihan ka ng favorite daw niya yung Les Mis. Pero ang favorite character niya, yung shampoo.
Shampoo?
Si Pantin.
Pantin!
Nakakainis. Pero favorite daw niya, ha?
Favorite daw niya.
Si Pantin. Okay. The top 10 examples of style mabulok. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Style Mabulok.
So, Andre just posted a tweet. What's a grinder?
Good job, Andre.
Yeah. Hey, also, can we just say hi to Jem Lafortesa and the rest of the Axemen and Axewomen out there? Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. I think he was actually part of one sushi roll I was part of. Because we used to be classmates in rep.
Oh, okay.
But yun lang. Cool. Not that I hugged
him. Nakapag-bro hug na kayo.
May bro hug lang. May bro hug na kasama. Anyway, if you want to join us, you know what to do.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this, the top 10 style mobulok. Let's start off with Papuccino. The kid will ask, "Dad, can you sign in the dark?" The dad goes, "I think so." So the kid goes, "Here, sign my report card." So that the dad doesn't get to see what the actual grades are. And then Jep Spotted says, yung kapag tinutokso ka nila sa crush mo, you go, yuck, sa inyo na lang siya.
Ooh,
pero obviously, kilig na kilig. Nakakaasar yun. No? Alam mo namang gusto mo.
Madali tuksoin mo.
Ay, nako.
Tuksoin kita, tuksoin kita.
Sige, sige.
Ah, doon ka na kay, ano.
Ay, doon ka na rin kay,
ay, ano. Hindi, yeah, doon siya sa'yo. Hindi, wag.
And then, let's see here. Ilona Banana says, yung paglagi kang late sa office, ang dahilan mo, traffic. Mm. Eh, walking distance ka lang. At wala ka namang kotse.
You know, that's what I hate about living too close to the...
You have no excuse.
I have no excuse to... Yeah, I have excuses, but you can't use traffic as an excuse. Yeah. Unless then, unless you came from somewhere else. But that's really impossible considering that we start at 6.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Fortunata Di Coco says, sa dance floor, panay ang lapit at dikit niya sa'yo hanggang nakahawak ka na sa balakang, nakahawak na sa balakang mo habang sumasayaw. But that's what makes dancing so primally sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making unnatural movements, right?
Well, your movements are unnatural.
I mean, like, close to each other. It's not like walking or, I mean, dancing is something that you just do for the music.
Okay.
Not really something that
it's
you
do on the dance floor.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
It really is.
On the dance floor.
And,
can we say it?
What muna?
Rhymes with pecs.
Oh, wag na. Alam na nila. Nagra-rhyme naman with pecs. Wow. Eh.
Pecs on the dance floor.
Uh-huh. Well, like, ano, say, Sophie Bechterellis, Murder on the Dance Floor.
No, but this is not murder.
That's one of my most favorite dance songs ever. Ever. Murder on the Dance Floor. And she says dance floor.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder on the Dance Floor. I really love that.
Well, that's what you do to dancing. You murder. I've seen you dance.
I know.
And you murder every single dance you try to do.
Dine Girl says, yung sasabihan kanya na, ikaw lang ang babae sa buhay ko. Ikaw lang ang babae sa buhay ko. Totoo naman kasi. Kasi puro lalaki ang babae niya.
Understandable.
Di ba? Uod says, yung manghihiram ka ng notes kay classmate, pero just to have a reason to talk to her. Kasi
right,
valedictorian ka na nga eh. Pero kunyari, hiram ka ng notes.
Pero buti kung valedictorian ka, at least you have that. Eh paano kung hindi ka naman talaga nag-aaral, pero hinihiram mo yung notes?
Hindi, it makes more sense. Kaya ka nga humihiram ng notes because you need help.
Oh. But it's kind of cute.
Pero mas booking ka kung you're so smart tapos nanghihiram ka ng
notes. I would find it really cute. Like let's just say I went to a co-ed school.
Yeah.
Or exclusive, whatever. No. Like, let's just say I went to a co-ed school and then, like, the school valedictorian and
comes up
like,
to you.
Diba? And she's pretty and she's medyo nerdy. Tapos naka-glasses siya. Tapos pencil skirt. Tapos she would
tas
come
naka,
up.
Tapos naka-Japanese anime.
No naman. I don't like the anime.
I don't like that schoolgirl Britney Spears kind of uniform.
Not, now that you say
it. Yeah, that one.
That kind. But diba? It's a little too, ano eh. No. Let's go with a conservative, like, pencil skirt, Misty sa chinita, tapos naka-classes.
Ay, yung ano, yung black long pants, tapos barong. LSGH. Yun ang uniform namin nun eh.
But anyway, diba imagine like, okay, she comes up to you and goes like, hey, can I borrow your notes? And you're like, but I have an average of like 78.
Yeah, and it's like, okay lang.
Okay lang. I'd be so kidding. I'd be like, okay.
Diba?
Yeah.
And then also,
to miss school.
No.
Really? Because you had a horrible time at school.
Yeah, I was bullied in school. So I even
but
if
so was I.
No, sa akin ibang klaseng bully. As in like, I didn't want to go to school kind of bully.
Because you're such a...
But they never beat me up naman or anything. Pero the emotional battery that I got was so...
This is why you get emotional battery. Because you're just a wimp.
See? Tignan mo, I mean like...
You're being bullied by someone who got bullied.
I know, that's how low I was on the totem pole. Kahit yung mga binubully ako. Even among the nerds, I was an outcast.
Ganun ka lang, bottom
of the
food chain.
Nerds called me loser. Sabi sa akin ng mga group of nerds, look, we're nerds, not losers.
Well, you know what's funny? Over the holidays, I had a family reunion, right? And then one of my pamangkins, the son of my cousin.
The son of your cousin. Okay.
But you know he's practically my no he's a lot younger than I, not a lot but a little bit younger than I am. Mm. Anyway, he went to La Salle and then to UP. So he goes like, I listen to your show all the time. Ganyan. Actually, peg ko nga si Chico. Sabi ko, please, wag.
Sabi ko, wag.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
Sabi ko talaga, don't do it.
Ay, nako. Okay. And, as in, did you know that I would try to drink my soft drinks? Ubusin ko na yung soft drinks ko before I ride the bus. Kasi if may matitira, iinumin na kami mga bubi.
Wow.
They would just come up to me and to the point na hindi na nila kailangan hingiin. Ibibigay ko na yung bote kasi
alam mo na
that's the drill. They
really? Ako kasi I was bullied in grade, it started grade 4. Mm-hmm. But I would always fight back. Kasi in grade 4, I came from Iloilo and then I moved to Cebu.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they don't like Ilonggos very much. In the same way that basta parang mga ganun.
May regional
whatever. And but I would always fight back. Like I would always be in a fight. So I didn't really consider it being bullied.
Yeah.
Because I got the fight back. But then I moved back to Manila first year and second year high school. I mean first year high school. And then when I got into this it was a small school with like 11 people in a classroom.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really small. And then the school, okay. And then just so we're clear, if you just tuned in,
yeah,
what was really small was the school.
The school.
And then I came from Cebu naman. So I spoke weird Tagalog. Like yeah. Instead of using parang, uy, pati nga ng kamot mo. I would say kamot instead of kamay.
Ah.
Because I would mix it all up. Because yeah. I had Ilonggo and Cebuano and Tagalog. So I'd get all. And then that's when they could bully me because it was such a small school. Mm. I couldn't fight back because I was scared that it would reach my mom.
Oh, not that you wouldn't.
Not that I wouldn't, because that, I really yeah. wanted to just punch all of their faces, because that's what I did in grade school.
Yeah.
I could have done it. It's just, I was more scared of my mom
than
the actual bully. So I'd be like, oh, so I had to take it for like 2 years.
That's why I love college and I love UP. Kasi parang everybody's under there. Eh. Everyone has a peg na okay lang.
I think it's
you can be the weird one, you can be the smart one, you can be the athlete, you can be, and it's okay.
Obviously,
nobody bullies you there.
Obviously, you weren't the athlete.
Kaya sabi ko, peg.
Obviously, you were the athlete.
As in, suddenly, I was like, to a degree, the popular guy.
Wow, that's horrible.
Oh, shut up. I was a popular guy.
Wow, that's horrible.
And you know, and I came into my own, and then I was even like, became president of our org. You know, I found my niche. Like, and it turns out, you can be whatever you want, and it's okay in UP.
Yeah.
You can dress up really weird. You can be weird. You can be whatever.
I think also in college,
you're fine.
People are... As much as you don't want to admit it, people are more mature.
They mas binubuli ka pa nga kung social-social ka eh. And ano, diba?
Parang, they've already gotten over the whole, oh, let's make fun of him sort of thing.
Yeah, and everyone has your own thing. And what counts, like in UP, at least the people, parang, what you contribute. You don't have to be a certain type. I mean, if you're a good contributor, then you're wanted by people. So it was really nice. It was like a merit more than anything else, more than status, more than, you know. So I really loved it.
But what I liked about the latter years of high school, at least, when I moved to the bigger school, which was Lourdes, people would make fun of me. But alam mo yung hindi personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biduan lang talaga. Yeah. So that was fine. But the one before, kasi Lourdes was so like, I really wanted to kick the crap out of everybody, diba? But I just couldn't. But anyway.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Style Mo Bulok comes from... Okay, where was that? Where was that? Where was that? Where was that? Ren Ren Go Away.
Ren Ren Go Away says...
Yung ang lambot-lambot naman ng skin mo. Pero pagdating ng barkada mo sa bahay mo, meron kang malaking bote ng lotion sa tabi ng kama mo. And ang excuse mo, kasi dry ang skin ko. But you have soft, supple skin already.
Tapos biglang, hello, is it me you're looking for? And I see it in your eyes.
And I see it in your smile. Hindi namin alam ang lyrics.
Kaya ito na.
Diba? So, Style Mo Bulok. That's what we're looking for. Anything that makes you say style mabulong. And thank you very much for making us trend in the Philippines. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Mm-hmm. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag style mabulong.
Hey, can we also say hi to Jolly, who's tuned in?
Hey, hello, Jolly.
What's up, Jolly? And to Jarell, who hello, is just Jarell. Agreeing with what you said. He goes like, you know what, Chico is actually right. I also found my niche in UP.
Yeah, it's really nice. Parang you can be as different as you want from everybody else, and it's cool. Nobody cares.
But I'm not sure it really turned out that great
for
you.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today. All right, the top 10 examples of style mo bulok.
All right,
all right.
Thank you, by the way, for still keeping us trending.
Yes. Right. Yeah, we're still number 5 in the Philippines. Thank you very much. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. All right. I can be dynamic, says, yung magpapaawa effect ka sa mga kasama mo para yung gusto mo ang masusunod.
Right. Like, whether it be like a plano lang or ano.
Yeah,
para
actually something as simple as
I really want
dinner.
To eat here. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. And,
although sometimes I can't blame people who are like that because sometimes, especially if it's a big group, nobody can ever decide where they want to eat.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
right, parang, right.
Hindi kahit saan, hindi ikaw na bala. Hindi doon na lang or dito na lang or ano.
Actually, minsan, di ba? Dito na lang tayo. Tapos when you choose a spot,
oh.
They don't like it naman.
Yeah.
So they end up deciding for everyone anyway.
Yeah, so labo rin.
Camilo says, style ko daw.
Hmm.
Ako lang ang magme-mentor sa Radio 1 DJ na yan. Nobody
yeah.
else.
He's much more conniving than that.
Than that? Mas smooth.
Hindi sa smooth eh. Sneaky ka lang talaga eh. Because you're scared that people will find out.
It's the same.
Whatever. If you weren't scared that people would find out, you would so be the mentor of this Radio 1.
Whatever.
Ay, nako. You know, somebody said in an entry earlier.
What?
Style mo bulok. Pagbastos daw yung entry, biglang, huh? What was that? Oh, by the way, the top 10 if you want to join us. Which is actually true.
Hmm. Fortunata de Coco says, when you're out drinking, you lean a little closer to him, pretending you can hardly walk, when in fact, you can hold your liquor better than most men.
Yeah. I mean, not yet.
Pero kunyari parang, oh, I'm having such a hard time walking, I'm so dizzy. But you're not.
Or yung mga kunwari lasing lang. Eh, yung hihingay mo, ano. Tapos biglang, ha, you laugh together, ha, and the next thing you know, you're making out.
Diba? And Dine Girl says, yung after dinner, hihintayin na umalis na most, if not all, tsaka magyayaya ng coffee.
Right. Biglang, oy guys, after party, pero dalawa na lang kayo.
Oo, diba, parang...
Or tatlo na lang parang, kayo. At least tatlo
you know,
kayo.
Baka makatulog ako sa car.
So let's have coffee first.
Sumama ako. Pero dalawa
we
na
We all
kayo.
Know that coffee leads to... Ano? It leads to
caffeine,
dessert.
Caffeine
high. Caffeine-induced high.
Yes.
And it also leads to a sleepless night.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Siyempre, you have caffeine. You can't sleep. Oh. Mm.
And also, the pabili guy. Oh, this is so... Such an excuse. Babe, hindi ko alam ginagawa ko noon. Lasing ako.
Nay, nako.
Style mo.
I really don't believe that you won't ever remember anything. Cause,
me too.
But you said you don't remember stuff.
No, pero not everything. Oh. Merong like pockets that I forget. Pero right. you remember a lot of it.
So do you remember?
Not all nga. Eh. Oh, the important
you,
parts
you,
I don't
can
remember.
Can you tell us what you remember?
Yes, I can. I did.
Oh, the part you tell that I, us.
No. Mad Season. Yung napakamahiyain daw pag pinapakanta mo sa karaoke.
Hmm.
Pero the moment mahawakan yung mikropono, ayaw
nang bitawan. No, but some people are really like that. Like they get comfortable. Once
diba?
They're comfortable, wala na.
And also, let's see here. Yung sobrang, Uod says, yung sobrang friendly at accommodating, yung pala uutangan ka.
Ay.
And nakala mo, such a nice person.
That's horrible. Buti sana if they're just naturally friendly and accommodating. Tapos nagkataon lang na utangan ka. But if they're only nice and accommodating because of that.
They became that now lang na utang sila. Parang before naman, hindi.
Or they're becoming friendly and accommodating lang pala because they want to do something to you.
Diba? Make utang.
Yeah. Or ano, make a friend out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rick Doofy says, yung mga babae na artista na biglang, I'll go on a soul-searching vacation or a hiatus for 9 months.
Sakto lang.
Di ba?
Pero after 9 months, I'll be back. Don't worry.
I'll be back. I just want to, you know, see what's really out there for me and I want to find myself again.
Pag yung saktong 1 year lang nawala, alam na yun.
Yun na yun. As tama, kasi 9 months, tapos 3 months to get
three
back
months
into
to get
shape.
Back into shape and, you know.
And,
tapos usually this soul searching happens outside of the country.
It has to be abroad.
It has to be abroad.
It has to be abroad. OMG Ann says, ILY.
I love you.
Inuuto lang you.
Oh.
And also, okay, Dan, too easy to see. Apparently, this has really happened. It says, okay. I just find it so silly. Yung mga may kausap sa bagong phone.
Okay.
Tapos biglang habang may quote-unquote kinakausap siya, magre-ring.
Magre-ring yung phone, yeah. It happened to a celebrity.
Talaga?
It happened to a really famous celebrity. So,
oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
This celeb was walking around the mall, parang, oh, where's my driver? Blah, 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 blah. And then the phone rings.
Ugh!
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she was using it to sort of like...
Or para nobody will...
Nobody will bother her.
Will bother her.
Or she was making it seem like she was busy just so...
Because if you're a celebrity, I assume you don't really need that much attention anymore.
Right.
I mean, diba?
Right.
You get it already, so why would you crave for it?
Or maybe her career was kind of...
Oh, yun pa. Yeah. And also, Malditang Divine says, yung mga wala download, pero ang bilis sumagot pagdating sa ibang tao. And also, Boy Bakal says, yung mga sinasabi nila na hindi pa raw siya ready magka-boyfriend, pero puro gifts ng manliligaw ang pictures na pinapost niya sa Facebook.
Well, some people just use that for the gifts.
Yeah.
I think which is really sad, but, you know.
Poy David says, yung tinamaan talaga ako sa tequila, pwede bang makisleepover na lang dito?
Yun.
And Camilo says, pag Valentine's, padadalan mo ng, ang sarili mo ng flowers, tapos magdadrama ka na nagulat kasi may nagpadala ng flowers. Did you know that we used to have...
The pizza.
The pizza.
Yeah.
The pizza came over here. Tapos nakalagay to ganyan. Kunyari, to Chico Garcia. I'm your biggest fan. Ganyan. Okay, fine. Nakita namin yung resibo.
Nakapangalan.
Paid by
Chico Garcia.
And we were like, oh my God. He actually bought pizza, had it delivered, para kunyari may fan siya nagpadala ng pizza. Oh, that was just like the height
horrible.
Of, oh my gosh, cringe. And the top example of style mabulok comes from Papuccino.
Papuccino?
Papuccino.
Papuccino says.
Yung kumakain ka ng chips, tapos a friend comes along para makipagkwentuhan. Napatang nonsense naman yung pinagkikwentuhan ninyo. Tapos maya-maya nakikidukot na sa chips. Gusto lang niya
gusto
makikuha.
Gusto na ng chips lang.
Pero parang hindi naman nakakahiya.
Kukwentuhan ka naman muna.
Conversation.
Pero at least nag-effort siya na makipag-usap muna.
Pero hello. Kung obviously wala namang...
Walang sense yung pinag-uusapan niya. Para uy! Naalala mo yun, ano?
Yung batas bilang wala naman pala. So, maya-maya nakita mo,
dumudukot na sa chips mo.
Alright, so the top 10, Style Mabulok, Key and RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include our two hashtags, #TheMorningRush and #StyleMobulok.
Hey, can we just say hello to Cess? She's tuned in. Hi, Cess. Also, let's say hello and happy birthday to Enchong B.
Hello,
not
happy birthday.
And Chong B. Also, just hello to the professors at UP, I think. Mark, Matthew, and Mikhail.
Hello.
Wow, triple M's. That's coming from Age Zen. Also, Carms here was just asking you to greet Nong Angeli.
Oh, yes.
Nobody can hear you.
Wait. I'm plugging something. Okay, so Nong Nong and Angeli, hello.
And happy birthday to Saiza Chan also.
They are my college barkada.
Oh.
Who got married to each other.
So we can actually ask them what batch you were in.
Shush. Well, my batch is their batch, so I don't think they'll be very happy to announce that.
Why?
So openly. Sa bagay, no?
Hindi naman full name yung sa kanila eh.
Whatever!
So it could be like a random
I'll announce their full name.
Also, let's say hello to Renetic, who's just listening on her way to work. Good morning.
Hello!
And Theod Oreo is also tuned in. So hello also to Bing Lazarte.
Yes.
Hello! Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you already know how to join the top 10, so just go for it and do it.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, and we promised you news on film news.
Right.
Okay, adult film company Vivid Entertainment just released its top 10 hottest couple celebrity sex tapes wish list.
All right.
And for a second year in a row, apparently they release this every year, Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince William topped the list.
Really?
Well, of course, it's unlikely that the world will ever see such a tape. All right. However, over the summer, photographers snapped photos of the Duchess topless while she was vacationing in France.
I really don't get the whole...
Well, because she's the princess.
No, but I don't get the whole obsession with people going topless on beaches. When you know, especially if you're like the princess, and you know that paparazzi.
Oh, you don't get why they go topless. I thought like you don't understand the
people want to see. Not at all. Them. I mean, she's a princess, obviously. Yeah. But like the thing is, I don't get why they can't keep their clothes on,
knowing that they are high-powered. You know, lenses.
Or like, let's just say, okay, like with Scarlett Johansson and Blake Lively and all the other, like, you know, they take a photo of themselves naked. Mm-hmm. Have some sense to delete it right after you do if you want to take a photo of yourself naked.
Well, yeah.
Unless you really want it to spread in the first place.
Well, they never think. You never think.
Especially I always do.
No, because with like Scarlett Johansson, that's weird. Nobody stole her phone. They were able to hack it like via,
but still, what if you lost your phone?
Oh, well, yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
You always have that. So the first thing you do is you erase it na agad.
Well, that's true.
I really don't get why, I don't know.
Okay, but you know, that they're number one. Now, the royal couple narrowly beat out the number two choice on the list. Kanye West, believe it or not, and Kim Kardashian. I know, well, right?
Well, it's not like we haven't seen Kim Kardashian.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, other couples behind the two would be Jay-Z and Beyonce, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux, and Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
It just feels so wrong, Bieber and Selena.
Yeah,
it's weird. They're so young.
It's really
but,
weird.
You know, she is. Yeah, okay. Pwede bang edit out na lang siya?
But apparently, these are the ones that their customers
are always looking for or look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? No.
Not part of it. Because, you know, sometimes it's not so much about who's the best looking couple.
It's just who you want to
see. It's like who are the most popular couples as of the moment. And so apparently it's them. And it's, I must agree, it's a weird choice. Kate Middleton and Prince William.
Right. Well, they are royalty. So.
And maybe because they are royalty, which means most likely
you'll never
see something like that. Unless it's Prince Harry. That's different.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need any help when it comes to that, right? So there you go. That's the final news bit for today. And don't worry, next hour you'll have more entertainment tidbits and maybe some Rico Chismoso, courtesy of Rico Robles with Nikita. And would you know who else? Just the two of you. And but there you go. But for now, you are still on the tail end of the Morning Rush with Chico and Gino, only here on the season's hottest, Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of OMGN, the top 10 examples of style mo bulok. Let's start off with Shai Kulasa. Pag natalo sa laro, whatever, it's just a stupid game. Pero pag nanalo ka, in your face, loser. Nakakasar. Callie Byrne says, yung mga starlets, nang-aaway ng big stars para mapag-usapan. Diba, you pick a fight with somebody really famous.
Really, isn't it?
You'll make it to the news. You'll make it to the news.
I know of big stars fighting starlets though.
I
don't think I've ever heard of starlets fighting big stars.
No, yeah, they do. Really? Kasi nga, imagine mo, you're a nobody. Tapos you pick a fight with somebody really, like, you pick a fight with, I don't know, Vice Ganda, Ann Curtis.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you'll make it to the news. Kasi parang, alam mo yun,
but
parang...
you risk the wrath of their...
Well, yeah, but you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised that sometimes negative publicity is...
I don't think it's such a smart move.
Oh, but anyway.
Oh, in the Philippines? Nako.
Sa bagay.
Sunako Lucky Chan says, yung sinasabayan mo ng beatbox yung utot mo para hindi sa... hindi halata. Sa bagay kasi, di ba? Ang the beatbox. Sige. Pwede mo isabay eh. Diba? You can eh. And then, Hey It's Car says, parang may lagnat ako. Paki-feel mo nga.
Nah.
Kasi she'll touch you.
Kino. Apparently, that's what it's called. The touching. Remember when I was
Kino?
Telling
you?
Kino?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know why.
Oh,
kinetics.
Weird. Dan to Easy to See says, yung mahuhuli kayong basa pareho ang buhok nyo. Pero sasabihin nyo, hindi, nag-dinner lang kami sa Japanese buffet. May shower sa buffet.
Alam na.
At saka yung akala mo lang it's dry, but underneath it's still
underneath
wet.
It's still wet eh.
And you would know eh. You would know that
that's why you never have long hair.
Papuccino says, when you go, yuck, sino yung umutot? Nakakagutom. Hindi, kasi minsan amoy hamburger. Amoy.
But still, that's gross.
I don't know.
It's like the smell of a bulok hamburger. It's never pleasant.
Or sometimes
amoy... Have you ever smelled a fart that smelled pleasant?
Yung amoy suha.
Suha?
Like pomelo.
Ew.
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Greg Findor says, yung kunyari may dinodukot sa bulsa, pero actually may kinakamot.
Right.
Yeah. Diba?
Or you're shifting gears.
Yeah, that one too. Nice. Oh, yun, from Rick Doofy. Same thing. De cuatro ng de cuatro. Palit ng palit ng de cuatro. Like left and then right, and then left and then right. You're asking, why is he so fidgety? Actually, may...
I had a classmate before who would constantly be like... I don't know how... What do you call that?
Kuyakoy. Yeah.
Kuyakoy. But that does something after a while.
It loosens mga... It dislodges certain things. Diba?
And even for girls, it supposedly does something.
Iba yun. Yeah. I know. I've also heard that.
Right?
LS Dominique says, yung babasain mo yung shirt ng isang macho mong friend. Siyempre, no choice. Kailangan niya magtanggal ng shirt.
Pwede rin. Sabagay.
Or at least to dry it. Kasi you can't. You're going to feel very cold.
Yeah, I remember.
Buhusan mo ng something, some liquid.
Back in high school, we would always find a way to throw one friend of ours into the pool. Mm-hmm. Because we all had a crush on her. Parang ganun yung style in that village. Before. Na parang, oh, ito lakad tayo sa pool. Woohoo! Tapos we would always find a way na parang, oh, we'll push her into the
pool. We'll throw her into the pool.
Not to see like what's underneath, but just...
Wala lang.
Para mangharot lang. Uh-oh. Gets. Tamang landi lang.
And Hey It's Car says,
binubo ko yung mga
I know,
style
right?
na to.
Yung mangpupuri ka ng iba para puriin ka din nila. You know how like some people feel
just
like...
Just to expect something in return.
Uy, grabe. Ang ano mo na ngayon.
Para so they feel entitled.
Ang payat mo na ngayon. Hindi nga eh. Mas payat ka nga. That sort of thing.
Payat mo ngayon.
Thanks.
Hindi masabi, no? Nakakapikon.
Thanks.
Hey.
Ken Carot says, yung nagpost ka ng picture mo sa social na gym with a caption, working out, free trial lang naman yun.
Naka-trial daw.
Diba? You're not really part of that gym. Diba? Kina Gonzalez says, when you borrow your boyfriend, girlfriend's phone to quote-unquote play a game, pero sa totoo, nag-check ka lang ng messages.
That's horrible.
I hate that.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
It's their privacy. And you should trust them enough.
And even if you don't, parang you owe yourself just a little bit of, I don't know, parang kawawa ka naman.
Unless na lang nakaiwang bukas talaga tapos nandun na.
Yeah.
Diba?
Ilona Banana says, yung palihim kang, yung nagtetext ka sa office, tapos you say out loud, ay, mga buisit na kliyente to. Pero actually, nagsesend ka ng entry sa top 10.
Para lumakas tayo.
Para lumakas. Stress na to.
Grabe.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, Style Mo Bulok, comes from Ugly Kid Joey.
Ugly Kid Joey says,
yung mga kunwari, iuwi mo yung tirang food para sa doggies mo. Hmm. Pero sa totoo, yun ang ulam mo pag uwi sa bahay.
Aww.
Pero that's sad. Sad. Actually ako rin, parang, oh, that's so sad. Can it be something else?
I don't know, that's sad.
Okay. Okay. But there, one final batch of the top 10 Style Mo Bulok, or examples of Style Mo Bulok. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Style Mo Bulok. And can we say hello to Meg Cadelina from Willie, Marian Kayumanging Diosa of Singapore and New Zealand. Also, hello to Monster Scholar Queenie Marcelo and the BSTM 2-4 students of OLFU Antipolo, especially Casey Ching and James. Hi to Wewen as well from Chad and Darlene Serujano. To Benji Prado in Virginia, who's been a listener since the 90s. Belated happy birthday last January 1. Coming from your brother, John Prado. And advance happy birthday to Walter Escaño from Loris.
Uy, make a birthday yun, January 1.
Marami.
Sino pa ba nag-birthday ng January 1?
Maraming tao.
Sino pa?
Maraming tao talaga.
Parang merong feeling ko may importante tayo nakalimutan eh.
Marami.
January 1.
I know a lot. My nephew. Dami. Okay, and hi to Hendrix Alamoite. Biol Luz, Ruth, get well soon to Jane Melenchon. Mm-hmm. And happy birthday to Jason Oredina from Nicole, Marty, Sofia, and Julio Almoite.
Ah, so you had a nephew who celebrated his birthday?
A nephew, yeah.
Was it like a massive party? Was it a big party? Were there many people involved?
Yeah, because it's New Year. Eh.
Was it a celebration for just one thing or like multiple things?
Maraming things.
Like New Year, birthday
yeah,
of your nephew.
New Year, birthday, and then, everything.
And then...
of new beginning.
Hey! Know, so. Also, just coming off of RX Greets, can we just say hello to Dada Guapo? Oh, wow. There's like a cheering squad.
Why?
Who is saying hello to Team FF Mapletree, Mitch, Roalicious, Garen, Christian, and Magdalena. Happy, happy morning. Also, let's say hello to Bebe Scheider. Do you have anything else?
Yes, hi to the PSGs, Merrick, Jay, Irwin, Corix, ODH, Panty.
Panty.
Santi.
Panty San Gabriel.
Santi. Ivan. Party. Ivan, Drix, Joe, Leo, Dwayne, good morning. And hi to Exhumed Angel, pasabi wag masyadong secretive, aminin na niya who he's dating.
Ooh.
And parang, I think Jay Ryan wanted to say hi to somebody. Parang di ko na get.
Yeah. What was that? Wala.
Akala ko meron.
Wala ba?
I made a mistake of... Akala ko, namalik mata yata.
Ah, okay.
Okay, alright, so...
marami nagtatanong, sino mag significant yung may birthday ng January 1? sino ba yun? Kasi ako, wala namang significant. I mean, New Year. Oo. Pero what else was significant during January 1?
Madaming significant.
Talaga? Ano?
Wala.
Ano?
Wala naman.
Where were you January 1?
In the Philippines.
Ang Dada Guapo has a question daw. Bakit may sumisigaw?
Oo nga, ba't daw
may sumisigaw? Bakit daw may sumisigaw, sabi ni Dada Guapo? Bakit daw may sumisigaw, sabi ni Dada Guapo? I don't know.
Who knows?
Hey, and also, hello to my friend Dej. She's tuned in.
Hello, and good morning.
I think you know who I'm talking about with regards to the girl na tinatapon sa pool. So,
ay, nako. Mga style talaga.
We used to live in the same village. So, hi, Dej.
Hello. All right, so one final batch coming up.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. Final batch of the top 10, courtesy of OMGN. The top 10 Style Mo Bulok, or examples of Style Mo Bulok. Alright, let's start off with Shivana. Yung sinend mo yung landline number, mobile number, email address, home address kay crush, tapos biglang, oops, wrong send. Parang biodata na yung
sinimple. Biodata na yung sinimple.
Pero oops, wrong set. Sorry. And also, Googly Gooey's, you're always the first one to chat with her on Facebook when she's online.
Yeah, I can sort of relate to that.
Diba?
Wow. Kasi, it's such an...
Kasi parang masyado mo inaabangan. Because usually, I don't really mind the whole who's online.
Oh, I do kasi.
Ah, you do.
I always do.
Ako kasi I don't. And so parang for you to notice it, parang you...
So kung bigla mo akong chinat sa Facebook, alam na.
Oh, bilang ko, hey Gino, what you doing?
Alam na, what you wearing?
What you wearing? Kay Cobillo says, yung magpapatama sa Twitter, sabay i-deny na may pinapatamaan.
Yeah.
Especially pag nabuko ka nung taong
pinapatamaan mo.
Or nahula nila.
But
yung
see, that's the thing with patama. You can there's always deniability.
Yeah.
Because you can always say that it's not about you. It's about someone else.
Oh, well, actually.
Diba? Like, let's just say, okay, ay, nag-tweet ako. Ay, ang pangit mo talaga. Oh. Tapos bigla ka nag-tweet na, oh, anong problema mo? I can always just say, it's not you.
Hindi, pero kung tumama yung nagtatanong, parang sleazebag mo. I mean, nagpapatama ka and obviously, may pinapatamaan ka. Tapos correct yung hula nila na sila yung pinapatamaan mo.
Okay, I'm sure...
For you to go... I mean, of course you can deny it. Pero alam mo yun, ang sleazebag. Parang,
true,
ang
but...
Ang lakas ng loob mo.
It's your option to do so.
Well, yeah. Well, it is true. Pero alam mo yun, parang maganda pag talagang cryptic. Diyan magaling si Del.
Diyan magaling nga si Del. Sobra.
So, minsan you'll never really know...
Who she's talking about, diba? Or could be you.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And also, from Totoy... Ano? Sorry. Young Indy. Yung mga nagte-text sa'yo na last text ko na ito, pero they send it to you 3 times.
Hey.
And Dan, Too Easy to See says, yung mga kiss mo nga ako, hindi ka talaga tomboy.
But that's always like a guy thing. No?
It's a guy
like
thing.
If it's a pretty tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no, but especially if they're not. Kasi you're,
right.
parang
kasi
ina-ano
parang
mo
you're
na,
goading them on. Oh, yeah.
You know how like a lot of girls very I know, very like very straight girls.
Para ko na rin sabihin kasi halika mo ako, kung lalaki ka talaga. Parang ganun.
Nag-isip talaga no. Nag-isip. Ano nga ba 'yung tamang sagot?
Halika mo ako, patunayan mong lalaki ka talaga.
Parang weird. Halika mo. Kaya ako nalito sa ko. Para mapatunayan mong lalaki mo.
Halikan mo ako. Oo. Hindi, okay. Kasi just to show that you're really secure
passion.
With your sexuality. Oh,
oh. Diba?
Kasi parang pag naramdaman ko na
may something
doon,
hindi
ka totoong lalaki. So, walikan mo ako, tingnan natin.
Pwede.
Then we'll find out after kung carry ba o hindi.
Diba? Elliot Girl says, kung BTT ka, bantay Twitter timeline.
Ah, okay.
Yung masyado mong...
Inaabangan. Tapos reply mo agad the first tanong.
Everything that he or she posts, parang you're so...
You know what the thing is, I'm really active online.
Yeah.
So sometimes it might not
No, pero
be...
if you're like bantay Twitter timeline for everyone.
For everyone, yeah.
Kasi baka I think
pero kung timeline ng isang
timeline
tao.
Niya yeah. Yung binabantayan mo, then you know.
Yeah.
Lilo Boy says, yung picture-picture ng wagas, pero sa kakaakbay mo, yung tipong tumutusok na yung mga buhok mo sa kilikili sa shoulder niya.
Kapit na kapit.
Kapit. At saka parang
kapit
masyadong...
Ako. That's what they call it, diba?
At saka, why would you akbay if you're like wearing sleeveless?
Right. I don't think you would.
Parang it's a little
unless you're a girl.
If
it's a girl, it's fine.
Hindi, kasi tatouch na yung armpit sa skin, sa shoulder.
No, I'd be fine with that.
Really?
It's a girl? She's hot? Yeah.
Ah, well, yeah. Hindi, pero you, sa bagay. No, pero you wouldn't if you're wearing sleeveless.
No, no.
Like, if, let's say, kunyari.
Or, there's a way naman kasi na you won't eh.
Naka
letter V yung kamay mo sa likod.
Ah,
kasi sabah, pwede rin yun, applicable din yun kung baskil ka eh.
Huwag yung masyadong talagang...
Oo, kasi kung, imagine if you had like, if you had wet underarms.
After a run.
Na, oh.
Huwag naman ganun. That's not good. And then, from Jam Sparks, yung nalaman nilang pauwi ka na from abroad, tapos suddenly, ang daming nagchat sa'yo sa Facebook na, musta ka na? Kailan uwi mo? And you know they know when you're coming
Meron
home.
Meron ba nga na dyan? May ano ba dyan sa area nyo?
Baka naman pwede. And they never like, they never Skype you, they never chat you on Facebook. Yeah. Suddenly, like a
all
week
a
before
sudden,
you come home.
They get all friendly.
Suddenly, naalala ka nila. Totoy Pula says, nasa work ka, pero nakaabang sa alt plus tab yung daliri mo.
So may hinahide ka
agad.
Switch windows.
Diba? And the top example of style mo bulok comes from Ugly Kid Joey.
Ugly Kid Joey says,
Yung bang magpapa-trial makeup ka sa mall, pero naka-long gown ka na kasi diretso ka ng prom afterwards.
No, but people actually do this.
Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
No, you know, it's
nakalibre ka lang ng makeup.
Because they actually want that. The makeup companies,
oh, really?
They want to be able to display that their makeup is so good. So it's like you're free advertising for them.
Sa bagay.
Right?
But isn't that a little parang...
Ang masama, yung pupunta ka dun, alam mo yung dadaan ka sa may perfume section. Tapos, sige, patry nga niyan dito.
Patry.
Dito.
Sa bagay.
Right, yeah.
So, I guess that's okay.
Now, what about you?
Me...
Ano ang style mong bulok?
I really... I'm trying to change it.
Ako, meron ako. Meron ako alam sa'yo eh.
Oh, sige, ano?
Are you
na,
sure?
Hindi giveaway, ah. Giveaway ba?
Ay,
wag.
Basta it involves gaming.
Tapos, let's see. Siguro yung ano ko is, I can't talk to them. It's so obvious.
Really?
Kaya kong chikahin pag hindi ko masyado.
I don't think so. I've seen you talk to them.
Nako, it, basta.
Pero different. Iba yung... Unless nakainom ka.
Kasi meron.
Pag nakainom ka,
iba yun,
wala.
Iba yun. I got my game on.
Yeah, you are ridiculously suave. Well, not suave. But you're just out there.
Actually,
You're just really out there when you get drunk.
And I'm very direct, which I'm never am.
Oh.
But I'm very direct.
Tsaka ang lakas kumapit. Grabe kung makakapit.
Stop it. Stop it. Okay.
You know, Sarah and I were talking about it. And you're like, wow.
Stop it.
No, you're just really, you know, you're really...
I'm very friendly.
You're very friendly and touchy with everyone when you're
actually,
under the influence of alcohol. You
really
are.
Lang.
Hello! Para kayo mag-jowa ni, ano, jowa talaga. Para kayo mag-jowa ni Sarah pag nagla... I remember when was that? When you went to the Cosmo Bachelor Bash?
Yeah.
I took a photo of you guys.
Yeah, we were walking hand in hand.
Hindi lang hand in hand. Your hand was like in her on her waist.
Yeah.
And it looked really like, wow.
Like
you guys are together.
They're so together.
I know, right?
Parang 90s love team lang ang big. What about you? Ako yun talaga. Like, I really get...
Ako, honestly,
I guess I'm trying to change it, pero yun talaga reaction ko.
Okay, like, ang style kong bulok, at least dati, BBM.
Ah, really?
BBM would be my first and foremost tool to make lande. And it actually worked.
What do you mean? Like, wala lang, you message.
I would just BBM them. Na parang like, let's just say I see something on their status message.
But that's not so bad.
Yeah, but...
Siya bulok. I mean...
Actually, hindi nga siya bulok.
It's not so bad. Kasi parang style mo bulok, then parang, oh my gosh, you actually did that. Yung parang...
Okay, fine. Well, when I was in grade school, I told you about this already. I had this strange obsession with, ano, stockings.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted to wear it, I just wanted to feel it. So I would sort of like pretend that I would... sort of fall.
You're like a cat.
Just to hold, just for my right calf to hit the other person's calf.
Yeah.
I just really wanted, it's not that I was being maniac or anything, I just really liked the feel.
Is that why you joined the soccer team? Yung pala yung calf.
No, I wanted the, I like the feeling of stockings eh.
Oh.
Not on me, but on someone
else. Bukas naka stockings.
Bukas naka stockings ka. Oh, Chico!
Why are you wearing stockings?
Alam mo, hindi ka man lang change yung buhok na ipit sa loob.
Ipit-ipit.
Yeah.
And then, saka naka, what do you call that? Naka-peak out.
Naka-peak out yung iba, yung may nag...
Mukhang cactus.
Okay.
Alright, so there you go. Thank you very much for
joining
us today. Oh, it's a Friday.
Yeah, so enjoy your weekend. I won't be here.
Enjoy your weekend. Okay. We won't be here.
No, I won't be in town.
Ah!
Wow. I'll be in the beach.
Yeah.
Anyway, displaying my body.
Panunumbalik ng...
No.
Nang ano, nang tan.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
kasi baka magkagusto sa'yo si Del.
Delikado.
Delikado.
We have to keep things in check. But anyway.
Pag-usato ka ng maputi.
You guys have a great weekend.
I know. Have fun, guys.
And we'll see you on Monday.
We'll
see ya. Stick around. I think Rico Robles is a really nice playlist coming
really?
Up. Like a really good first song, at least.
Okay, cool.
Like a really, really great first song.
Let's do it.
So stick around. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.